Hey, Scott. How are you?
Nadine, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm on a Daniel fast with a bad headache, but you know.
You're on a Daniel fast?
Yes, our church is doing it. A corporate Daniel
fast. So you're doing a 3-day fast, and then you're doing the fruits and vegetables, right?
Well, we're doing it. They're having us do it where it's just straight fruits and vegetables, right? No coffee, no caffeine, just water.
Did you do 3 days of no food? Did you do that first?
No, I did not. What I've been doing is like after by 7 o'clock, I have no more food, just straight water. And I don't eat anything until 11.
Let me
That's
tell you
what I've
this,
been doing.
since you're on, let me tell you this, since you're on a fast. I started years ago with that. That's how I started fasting out. My church started with a Daniel fast. Doing more research, this is how we were created to live, was by fasting. That's how the Lord did it back in the day. But once you get used to the fasting, okay, your body's going to adapt to that lifestyle, and you're going to have so much more energy, and you're going to walk in the Spirit and be more drunk in the Holy Ghost more than anything. So, but once you adapt to it and you fast on a daily basis, you're going to love it if you really like it. I can tell you that. I do it on a daily basis. I do 20 hours a day.
Fasting.
So, a fasting, yeah. So I get all my meals done by, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then I fast the rest of the day until, 9:30. But I get so full of the Holy Ghost, it's not even funny sometimes. It's a great thing. I mean, I love fasting, and the Lord loves it too. But anyway, I'm not trying to tell you to live your life, but I do it. That's all.
Yeah, no. I appreciate that. No, you know why I'm doing it? Because of course I'm also in prayer, right? So in between calls, I'm just like with my worship music on, of course. because sometimes it's just like tough day. Like this week, it's so funny because the first couple of days I didn't have headaches. It's like now I feel like my body's detoxing now. And I'm a
Correct.
sugar
So
freak,
with
so it's
right.
like I really crave sugar.
Well, you've got to get off the sugar, Nadine. You've got to get off the sugar for your own health. I mean, that's something you've got to do. They're
Oh,
killing us with that sugar. You're going to end up with diseases, all kinds of stuff. You've got to get
yeah,
off the
for
sugar.
sure.
I pray for you because you've got to give up the devil's food. You've got to.
Oh, yeah,
Anyway,
100%.
I'm not trying to convict your heart. Don't take it that way. I didn't call to
Oh,
convict your
no,
heart.
I'm
Don't take it
not.
like that.
I'm like, Scott called
Don't
me
take it
to
like that.
convict me. I feel convicted. No, I don't. I don't at all.
No,
Don't even worry
I
about
didn't call to
that.
judge you or convict you. I didn't do that. I called actually for business.
All right.
Listen, when we spoke the other day, I was with Holly. We were doing quite well. There's been a big glitch. Today, I had a couple of customers call me up and they wanted to leave reviews on the website. They couldn't do it because I don't even have my Google presence, it's not even being listed on the website because of them. So, short story is
Really?
I got
I
very
see it.
upset. Yeah, I got. You see it?
I'm looking at your Google profile page right now.
Are you
I
serious? My
mean,
wife, hey Linda, he says he
yeah,
can
I'm
see
looking
it.
right at it. When I search
In
for
my
your company,
profile page.
yeah, when I search for your company by name, I see it. It's right in front of me.
Where are you at? What state are you in?
I'm in California.
In Florida, we can't see it. Nobody in Florida can see it.
Really? Let me act like if I'm searching in Florida. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, because I'm looking right at it. So they were saying that they were trying to leave you reviews and they couldn't?
They can't. My wife even checked it out just now too. She said, "You're not listed on Google at all."
I'm going to search as if
You
I'm
see
in
it?
your zip code. I'm going to look at it as if I'm in
Yeah.
your zip code.
Anyway, I was gonna. I'm in the process of getting out of their contract. Do you guys do websites?
We do. We do websites, yeah.
Okay.
How come you don't do
Okay.
the Google Guaranteed?
I don't know what that is.
So remember I was telling you about the Google Guaranteed? I know one of the things was you were a little hesitant because of the background check, right? The background check, they only go back 7 years. That's the furthest they go back. The Google
That's fine with
Guaranteed
me. I'll pass
program,
that.
yeah, the Google Guaranteed program, what it is They're the ones that are at the very
Hold on. Before you go any further, let me put you on speaker. Let me go in here with my wife.
Yes, please.
Run this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Nadine?
Hi. Okay, can you guys hear me?
I'm sorry. Who is she? This is Nadine from Local Splash.
Hi. We spoke before a long time ago. Hi. Okay, so I'm good. I was looking as if I'm in your guys' zip code, right? For the common keyword HVAC, and I'm not seeing you on the first page. Your profile is there if you look for your company by name, but on the first page, you guys aren't there, not in your zip code. I'm even on page 5 right now, and I'm still not seeing it.
Listen, I used to be able to sit at my laptop and say AC repair near me, and our Google business page would come up. It doesn't.
Let me try it that way.
No, it's not going to come up because I've hired Ali Ali. They're just horrible.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, there's so many HVAC companies, but still, you guys should be appearing in your zip code.
And this is very stressful because, you know, I was at ease and I was like, cause I was busy with my business and doing my thing. And I got a call today from a customer. This is what set it off. And I'm not trying to sound mean, but I'm upset because, you know, I'm dishing out a lot of money to these people, but yet I've got nothing in return. They keep calling, telling me, well, you have so many calls to your website. I've got nothing from them in 3 months. Nothing. Everything that I'm getting in, it's from other sources that I'm doing well with. But with them, it was horrible. And they were doing me $1,300 a month. Am I correct for everything? I don't know what you guys charge.
It sounds like they're running Google ads. Cause typically when you're spending that much, I mean, usually Google ads are included.
They were supposed to be running Google ads, Facebook, social media, website, SEO, they're supposed to be doing everything.
Right.
And, you know, what started this, they wanted to take over or have access to our Google business profile. So I had to go and claim it. When I did that, Google suspended our business profile until we could prove that we are who we are, blah, blah, blah. We did all that. But when I sit at my laptop and I type in Temple's Air Conditioning and Heating, LLC, I see a little blip over here that says, see results about Temple's Air Conditioning and Heating. And I click on that, and it takes me to my Google business, like where I can edit my profile, read reviews, messages, photos, like where I can edit my profile.
Right.
But it doesn't come up. It doesn't come up as like a little, you know how you have like first and second in line, right?
Right.
Top and then person. And then under that, you'll have like 3 Google business pages.
Right.
And then they'll go on to more SEO orders, you know, like who's next in line or whatever. We're even there.
Yeah. Even if I search
Facebook, this Better Business Bureau, our website, which looks horrid, by the way, nextdoor.com, yelp.com. So I see things that we're affiliated with.
Right.
But I don't see our business page on here like we used to.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now.
It's horrid. The one that we had before that was way better.
I was going to say, I thought you guys had a different one.
We did. It was beautiful. And this is the best that these people could give us, making us all these big promises and delivering nothing but a bunch of heartache, because now we aren't even on the map.
Yeah, the profile page is there, but the map is where 90% of the searches start and stop, right? And that's where you want to be. The thing, and I really want to be super transparent with you guys. So when we're talking about Google ads are on a rotation. And really, the more you invest in your Google ads, like the more money you put into that, the more impressions you're going to be receiving. Google ads across all industries is about a 4% conversion rate. Google ads across all industries is about a $10 per click, right? So that's what makes me feel that they're, I don't know what they're specifically allocating to your Google ads, you know, on what's going to.
They told us that SEO takes months, which we understand that. But there was a
right.
whole lot more that was offered in our package. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
just SEO.
Right.
You know, so the thing is that when you say AC repair near me, which is what
uh-huh.
I would look for if I wanted my AC repaired.
Right.
And we used to come up like they'd be number one, number two, and then we were the first one in the Google business pages that showed up underneath those two. And then they go
uh-huh.
on to other companies who are ranking in SEO. We're not there. We're not there anymore. And when I Google, I can't even go right now and go to my Google business page because I can't find it to write a review. Neither can our customers.
Yeah. So you have access to your Google profile page, right?
They said I do.
Okay.
They said that we're the owner of it.
Okay, when you're looking at, are you looking at your, you know where it's telling you where you could edit?
Yep.
On your Google profile?
Yep.
There should be somewhere
there.
Yeah, go back there. See if you can open up the Google profile. There should be somewhere there on your Google profile where you can copy, because I know we do it. I don't know specifically how the tech department does it, but we send a tiny URL to our business owners, right? And it makes it super simple. You email it, you text it to your clients. All they do is click on that little tiny URL, leave you 5 stars, leave a comment if they want, and it posts to your Google page.
So, yeah, this is the thing. We were supposed to have an onboarding call to learn how to use all these tools that we're paying for, and we
mm-hmm.
never even got that. Never
oh,
got
wow.
never got an onboarding call.
How long have you guys been with them now?
So we hired them back in, I believe it was the end of October, beginning of November. And then I told them, don't bill us again, because they were going to bill us on, I think it was the 2nd of December. And I said,
uh-huh.
no, because we don't even have access to our Google page because of this blip. Because they told us to claim our page, and we did. And Google suspended our page.
Uh-huh, because they wanted more verification, right?
Right. So until we got all of that ironed out, got the website designed, got all of that stuff done, I'm like, why should we pay you? Because we've already paid you once. Why should we pay you another month when you don't even have us up and going? So they billed us at the end of December, which I think we're going to dispute the charge because honestly, we never got anything that was promised to us. All these tools and everything, we're going to teach you how to use them. You can create invoices through here. You can do proposals. You can collect payment. We never learned how to do any. They never did tell us how to do any of that.
Yeah, I mean, especially
yeah,
if that's, yeah, especially if they were doing all that stuff to teach you to do invoicing and all of that because it's part of their package that they sold you on. You should have well long ago had the onboarding for that because how are you going to know how to utilize those tools?
We never learned. We never got what we paid for. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very upset today. Very, very upset.
I would be too.
I'm on this page, and they told us that we'll teach you how to use, you know, send a link to your customers after you service them and they can give you a review and all of this wonderful stuff, but we never got it.
Right. So this is very stressful for me as a business owner because I don't have time for a lot of this stuff. You
I see the ask for reviews button. I see that.
Okay.
Do
you see that?
I want to hire a company. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I wanted to make sure you could at least find that yourself on there so this way you can start doing it on your own. Do you know what I mean? Whatever way I can help you to help you guys figure it out, you know, because I mean, listen, I'm like on pages and pages going down the list on the Google Maps. Like, I'm already on page 10 for AC repair near, and I put your zip code, right? So it'll act like as if I'm searching.
We used to be right under number one or two. As soon as they started showing the Google business pages, we were number one right
there. And she's at page 10. She still hasn't seen me yet. That's what she's saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm searching as if I'm in your zip code. So that way Google thinks I'm in your zip code, so that's how I'm searching. I just put AC repair near, and I put 33594. And, I mean, I'm on page 11 now and going to page 12, and I don't even see you guys appearing on there. How long ago did you claim the page and got that all ironed out?
I think it was back in November, wasn't it?
It had to be the month of November, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she let us know when she had access to it, you know?
Yeah, and I don't even know why they still have these people that are temporarily closed up. But yeah, I went all the way to page 14 and you guys didn't appear at all.
See, that hurts. That just makes me chest.
Well, and I see where your frustration is because you're working, right? You wouldn't have known this unless if one of your clients is trying to leave you a review and they're saying, I can't find your page. You know what I mean? So it's like when you discover this now, it's upsetting because it's like, okay, what's going on? And now you're like, okay, wait a minute. No one's done an onboarding with us. What's going on with that? Like, we don't know how to use these tools. And it's like, you know, you think things are under control and being taken care of. And then now it's like, who's dropping the ball, right? And you don't have time to be constantly going back looking, am I on the first page or is this going on? Is that going on? You know what I mean? Are you guys on a contract with them? Or did you do a monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly.
Okay.
I've already canceled.
Okay.
They're going to call me back this afternoon to let me out of the contract, I believe. I'm waiting for them to call now. But
yeah, we made our first payment to them on October 25th.
Yeah, so I'm doing my legwork now because I want to get this over with and get this right back up and running. I want a smooth, easy transition.
Right. Right. I know, like, when we talk about the first page placement, our timeline that we give, like if you're doing Google Ads, it's 7 to 14 days. The Google Ads run on a rotation, right? Google Ads, you could target whether it's by zip code, by county, by city, by mile radius, right? It just depends on how you want to target. With the local map, that takes 30 to 45 days. And I want to be transparent with you guys. That's our promise. Okay, you do have to add us on as managers so that way we can optimize it and manage it on there. With the Google Ads, you get up to 50 keywords or search terms. When you talk about the local map, you get 17 to 20 specific keywords or search terms that you can utilize, and you can change them at any time. Do they ever provide you guys like a tracking and reporting system, or is it just, oh, this is how many calls you got from your website?
They called. So they called me probably about, I think about 2-3 weeks ago, and they said that, I told them, I said, look, I haven't received anything from you guys on your website. And they proceeded to say that, well, we have all these calls here. And of course they were calls, but they weren't actual, you know.
Solicitors.
They were solicitors. You understand? People trying to
sell
stuff.
Yeah.
So that, I don't count that to me. That's not, they want to count, that's fine. I want to count actual calls where I go out.
You want an actual phone call.
Correct. So I haven't done any of their stuff yet. I haven't got one single customer from them yet because I always check, how'd you hear about us? You know, your website,
right.
Where was that? You know, whatever. I have to, and not one has been from them. I check, so it's not from them.
Yeah. Now, as you're looking on your, do you see when you did a search, right, just a general search for AC repair near me, right, or even HVAC, okay? When you do that search, what do you see at the top of the page? Just do like a clean search.
HVAC near me?
Uh-huh. Just do that. Your zip code, you're in the zip code of 33594, right? The laptop that you're using,
correct.
It'll recognize the IP address. Okay.
So there's three ads.
Did they have a green check mark?
Air. Yep.
Okay.
J Air and then Allen
yep.
Air.
Yep. Okay. That's Google
and
guaranteed. That's what they call Google guaranteed. underneath of that,
okay,
you'll see the ads, right?
Yep, there's two ads, and then there's under business. See where it says businesses?
Yeah.
We used to show up number one or two there.
Right.
And now we're nowhere.
Right. So when you're looking at this, the ones at the very top, that's the Google Guaranteed program with the green check mark, right? Underneath of that,
okay,
you have your ads, and then you have your local map. So where you guys were,
yep,
appearing at is what we call the local map section, right? Which is where you're not at.
Yep.
Anywhere to be found. Okay. Typically you'll see three of them, but when you click on the more businesses, right, this is what they call the first page placement. Sometimes on that first page in the local map, you might see 14, you might see 12. It just depends on the area. You guys are in a very populated area, right? So when you're looking at the more businesses and it opens up that page, then you'll see AD, right? You'll see like two of them. Sometimes you'll see three. Those are Google ads.
Yeah, I see one.
Okay. Uh-huh. I see two on my end. So this is what I mean. It runs on a rotation. Okay. So you'll see Google ads and then you see the businesses right below it. Okay. This is what they consider all the first page placement in the local map. In fact, if I were to count, there's at least more than 12. Okay. So we always say you're going to be there amongst those on the first page. Google, no company out there can tell you guys that you're going to be number one or number six or number 20 or whatever. They can't give you a specific number that you're going to appear on because everything's on rotation. Okay. Now, I recommended that you guys go with the Google Guaranteed program because Google Guaranteed, it's a paper lead, but the lead comes in the form of a phone call. Okay. You don't share it with anyone else. The reason that they call it Google Guaranteed is because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money. Okay. For the potential clients that select you. Basically, that green check mark is telling them you've already passed all of Google's, you know, jump through their hoops to be qualified for this program. Okay. Now, with Google Guaranteed, you can cover wherever your license and your insurance covers. Okay. With the pay-per-lead, if you get too busy, and we talked about this, Scott, right? You've been like slammed with work.
Yep.
So
yep.
With Google Guaranteed, you can turn on and off your leads when you need to. Right? If you're super bombarded and you want to shut them off, you call us, we shut them off. When you want them back on, you call us, we turn them back on. Okay? With Google Guaranteed, you have a special number that is linked to your phone number, and you are going to specifically know that that is a lead coming in from Google Guaranteed, because when you answer that call, it's going to say Google Guaranteed lead. And that's how you're going to know. Okay? Now, with Google Guaranteed, it's a one-time $250 application fee, okay? They run the background check. As you and I talked and I confirmed it, 7 years is the furthest they go back, okay? You fill out the application, you upload your license, your insurance information, the requirements that they ask for, and then you have what's called a client interview onboarding with our representative for the Google Guaranteed, which is Ivan. Ivan goes over, you know, your application, make sure all the documents are uploaded, and then we help with the push through, right? Google always requires that you have at least 5 Google reviews, which, I mean, you got over 20, okay? It takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. Once you get approved, then that's when Ivan would reach out to you and say, okay, you've been approved for the Google Guaranteed program. Do you want us to turn on the leads? Now, at that time, you either say, yeah, turn them on, and then that's when they'll charge you the minimum monthly budget or whatever day you want the leads turned on, okay? Now, and I'll pull it up for you just so you guys have an idea of what the cost on that is, okay? So for the Google Guaranteed, we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program before you start investing more money, okay? So for your area, you're looking at $452. That's your minimum monthly budget. It gives you up to 13 leads. Your leads are costing you $34.67. Okay? Here's the kicker on it. Let's say someone called you wanting you to remove a tree. That is completely outside of your services. Google is going to credit that back to you. All those calls are recorded, so they're going to credit it right back. It's unqualified. Okay? Now, if you only got one lead in that month, let's just say, I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only got one lead. Okay? What's going to happen is it's going to roll over. So the following month, the only thing that you're paying is for the one lead that you received, which would be the, where'd it go? Someone just erased it. What the heck? Sorry.
So
it would be the $34.67. Yes, because it's like, the way I like to explain it, it's like you have a credit line of $452, right? And as you're receiving a lead, it's deducting that $34.60 for each lead that you're receiving, okay? But if you only got one lead, whatever's left over in that budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So you're only paying for
That's
the
really
one
nice.
Lead that you received. So this way you're kind of replenishing
really nice
the budget again.
Yeah, that's nice because during the winter months, sometimes we're really slow.
Right.
And you don't get a lot of calls, you know?
Right.
So being able to pay that over time and have it roll over in the summer
right.
months, that might really be beneficial because then
exactly.
we have a surplus.
However, you know what I mean? It's let's say, and this is because every month, we want to make sure that you always have that $452 in the bank, right? So whatever you don't use in the month before, it rolls over, right? So if you got, let's say you got five leads, okay? Whatever was left in that month rolls over, and then you're only paying the five leads that you received so that it's back up to the $452. Make sense?
Right. So then we have 13 plus 8.
No.
Pretty much in the bank.
It's always going to be 13 leads is the minimum. Always. So
okay.
it's not that it's accumulating. It's you always got to have $452 in your budget in the month, right? So it's like having a credit line, if that makes sense. It's or how do I explain this?
Okay, so let me ask you. All right, so
okay.
Say first month we have $452 that we pay. And we only
right.
get one lead that costs us $34.60. So that amount is deducted out of the...
Right.
67.
So...
Okay, so that amount's deducted out of the 452, but the remainder of the money rolls over to the next month?
Yes. So meaning that you're not being charged 452 again the following month. You're only being charged the 3467 to replenish that so it's back up to 452 for the month. Make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, there's times where, you know, you might want to take on 30 leads in the month. You can do that. You can change it at any time. But if you want more leads, the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. The cost per lead is
$34.67. Okay.
Okay. We always like to start you off with the minimum because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money.
Okay, so that's 13 leads at the minimum. What do you go up to is, so let's say I wanted more leads, how many would you offer? Let's say if I wanted up my package.
Up to you. Like if you wanted 30 leads, I could tell you, like let's say you wanted 30 leads, right, in the month. Then your minimum monthly budget is going to be $1,040, and that gives you up to 30 leads. And your leads are still
okay.
$34.67.
Okay. Okay.
Make sense?
I see it now.
And if you don't get, but what she's saying is she starts you out here.
Right.
So you pay $452, and if you only get one lead and $34.67 is deducted out of that $452 the following month to replenish
uh-huh.
and get you back up, they're only going to charge you $34.67 to get you up to the minimum.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, now what about this ugly, terrible website?
With the website?
Do you guys manage websites, host them, anything?
We do host websites. Let me take a look. Let me look at something.
I'm thinking about calling the other company that we had and see if we can get that website back.
I would ask them. What company was it that had the website previously?
Thrive.
And have them host and maintain your other website?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they can give us control of that. They created it.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd give you control of it because it kind of sounds like maybe they're the owners of it. So you guys don't own the domain at all.
I don't know.
I thought you owned. That's what they said.
I own the Google business page, not the domain.
The Google business page, you guys are owners of it, but the domain of the website.
We don't know. So what do you think I should do with that? What? I mean, you're a marketer, so I'm asking you. I'm putting my trust in you right now.
No. Of course. Because I know that we can include, it's what we call a My Site, right? I'll send you to your phone right now while we're on the phone. Or do you got your email open?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Let me see. Let me send you the link to the email. ScottTemples@yahoo.com, right?
You got it.
Scott.Temples.
Temples, yeah. I couldn't see the other dot. I'm over here. I'm blind. It's scott.temples@yahoo.com, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let me take this call real quick.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Take the call. No worries.
Call my wife on her lines. 813-210-2002. One digit less than me.
What's the last two?
2002.
Okay. I'll call her right now. Bye.
Yeah, I'll get this phone call taken care of. Bye.
Okay.